sometimes it's just been really hard. I want to be out with friends, but I don't get to do that. It really did impact my mental health. I had to go to counselling.
Amia is 15 years old. She's a young carer, and her mother's chronic illness means that she has to take on responsibilities that most children don't.
I sometimes have to do the cleaning around the house or the cooking. Sometimes I have to help out with my brothers because obviously one being autistic, the other just struggles with anxiety and stress sometimes. I have to learn how to make sure that they're regulated and they're taken care of.
Often these responsibilities means Amia misses out on school opportunities.
Sometimes I haven't been able to do school trips or join clubs because I know that sometimes I will have to get home in time to help out around the house.
Amia's had to rescue her young brothers from crisis points as they struggle with their mental health, which her mother Lacey says takes its toll.
Unfortunately, sometimes things get a bit volatile. She's had to pull her brother in from a window, sadly, which is something that somebody of her age shouldn't have had to do. She is an amazing young woman that has the ability to do so much, but because her mental health does take an impact, her confidence drops, her self-esteem drops, her ability to engage just with us drops.
Amia does receive support from Call Carers, a small charity in Brentwood, which brings together young carers with shared experiences for a range of activities.
Drama. We have an animal zoo that comes in so the children can learn about animals and the education around looking after them. They love cooking, arts and crafts, sports. So all those kind of activities take place during these regular sessions. On top of that, we also provide counselling and therapeutic support.
But CEO of the charity, Rachel Tungate, says the sector has never been as squeezed as it is now.
Since COVID, we are getting more and more young people struggling with their mental health. Now, I totally appreciate that the statutory mental health services are really, really overwhelmed right now. But it is very difficult when, you know, you're a small charity. The funding that we have is so restricted.
This is having a direct impact on families like Amia's, and her mother Lacey says things need to change for young carers.
We are at breaking point as a family, because the mental health service just isn't doing what it needs to be doing. The government should be looking at this and going, our young children are in crisis, and why are we not supporting them?
Shivani Sharma, LBC News.